So, Yuba County 5.
Welcome to the, I almost said welcome to the Cold Coast.
Oh. I don't know who those people are. Who are they?
Time Warp.
Welcome to Auditory Hallucinations in the Yuba County 5. We're doing a little bit on Missing 411 now. And which many of you probably know what it is. Yeah, which ties in, to be honest. But this is kind of
it's a cold case.
An intro to Missing 411. But it's also illustrates probably the more human side of Missing 411.
Yeah.
You know what else it illustrates?
What?
It illustrates the fact that you should have a go bag. And you should have all your camping equipment and food and utensils and all the rest of it in your go bag. That way you don't, when you get caught in a fucking snowstorm like these guys, you don't die!
I would have a go bag with, like, you know, like, stuff to survive in the wilderness, but I live in suburban New Jersey and there is no wilderness.
Well,
yeah, I mean, there's still, your power goes out, or, like, there's a fucking, like, riot or something.
Yeah, I should put one together.
You should always have a go bag. You should always have... I literally have a bag that I use for when I go to work that has a battery, a bunch of power bars in it, and, like, a charger for every conceivable fucking device I can think of, just so I have all that shit.
I was in college. I used to have a full, like, bug-out bag in my trunk at all times. Yeah.
You should also carry a gun. In any state that you can carry a firearm, you should carry a firearm.
Yeah, we don't.
Or a knife, at least.
Me and Nick don't live in the state you could do that
in. We're not really.
I know, because I live in the greatest state in the union.
You live in a freaking, like, exclusion zone.
You live in a flyover state. Didn't your river catch on fire?
You live in Stalker. You live in the video game Stalker.
Exactly, so I should be the one here with the
There's
most
controllers
fucking
walking around.
It's true. He does travel the zone a lot. He would.
He does.
Well, Cleveland is not nearly as bad as Los Angeles, right? We don't have cracked out people sitting there doped out of their minds, bent over fucking benches, trying to figure out what century they're in.
Well, you probably do, just not as many.
Yeah.
I've never seen one. I've seen panhandling before, but I've never seen a cracked out homeless person.
You haven't lived until you've seen footage of Kensington.
Kensington's wild.
Yeah. That shit's crazy. Lots of mentally ill drug addicts.
I saw a doped up homeless guy on the highway in Pittsburgh one time. A couple months ago. Why?
Yeah.
His arms eaten away.
Something else. Well,
Camden's not as bad as it used to be. I was in Camden a few weeks ago. I didn't die. I was told not to leave my hand truck outside because it would get stolen. But
yeah.
Canada?
Yeah, Canada.
Yep, Canada.
A lot of Canadians around here, brother.
The socialist shithole?
I did hear that. Yep. One of the cities is like the fucking heroin capital of Canada. Like for real.
So,
bad.
Fucking, you wanna bitch about housing prices and unaffordability, go to Canada and you tell me where you can find a house that is within, like, $140,000 to $150,000 that's not out in the middle of the fucking sticks. I read an article last week that said you have to make at least $180,000 to $200,000 to be able to afford a house in fucking Toronto now.
Yeah, but that's, like, America as well, so...
Not nearly as close.
Most major areas, like, yeah.
Yeah, most major areas on the coast and in Texas, yeah. But
no,
you can
not
find...
even the coast. Like, I went to school out in the sticks in western Pennsylvania, in the Alleghenies. And I was looking at housing prices in the town I went to school in and the towns around it, and it wasn't much better.
Yeah.
You look
but you also
out,
have to look at you also have
Midwest,
to look at people's income in that area too, like what the average is, because you can't expect some town that got devastated when the coal industry left in the middle of Virginia to be able to have the same pricing.
True.
I lived in a town that was devastated when the coal industry left.
Well, the housing
actually,
market
really devastated when the brick industry left.
Completely fucked. So.
Like tanning brickworks.
It is what it is.
Because it can't be what it isn't.
Yeah, so that this is actually a key part of Missing 411 is discussing the housing market.
Yeah, it is.
I just had, well, actually, I had that's why so many people are going missing is because they can't afford homes, so they run out of the woods.
They look at the average price of a home. And
yeah, they go try and build a house in the woods, and then Bigfoot takes them underground.
They get they fall into a portal to like a subdimension, and they get liquefied by the spaghetti monster.
They fall in the portals in Antarctica. They go to Agartha.
Well, let's bring it back. How about we just define missing 411 first? And what that is.
Yeah, let's go. Let me look at the academic definition of missing 411.
First thing that Google pulls up,
which is an IMDb, because it would be it's a movie.
Yeah.
But like missing 411 is like it starts kind of with David Politis, who's a former cop who regardless of what you think about him, he's kind of a sketchy guy. He's had a lot of issues in his time as a cop, and he may or may not. I don't want to defame the man, but I've heard that a lot of people think he may be a bit of a fraud. But regardless of whether he's a fraud or not, he did identify some real phenomena going on.
Yeah.
And that would be, you know, people go out into the like the woods in this country, like national forests, national parks, wilderness places, and just disappear off the face of the earth. And this happens every year. This happens more frequently than we'd like to admit or like to think of. And I think one of the key things he mentions is that there's really no like database of how many people go missing. And the National Forest Service, National Park Service don't really track it that well.
No.
But, and, you know, a lot of these people are found pretty quickly. But a lot of them vanish and are never seen again. And a lot of them are found dead or alive. And they're like the people searching for them are astonished as to how they could have ended up where they ended up.
It's
like,
really odd circumstances.
Odd circumstances. Oftentimes it happens right before inclement weather. And that inclement weather delays the search somehow. They cover distances that are, you know, pretty much impossible for a human to cover. Oftentimes they've mysteriously removed articles of clothing, especially shoes and stuff, including in like winter. But then are like found like 11 miles from where their shoes are. It's like, well, you can't walk in 2 feet of snow for 11 miles with no shoes on. Your feet will freeze off your body.
Well, this thing is explainable by cold shock. You get really hot, or you feel really hot when you're in like hypothermic temperatures.
Well, that's when your brain.
It's called paradoxical, like, stripping or something like that.
Paradoxical clothing, I think is what it's called.
That's when you're, when your brain is so out of it, it tricks you into thinking you're in the middle of the Sahara Desert. So it's like, oh, fuck me, I feel fine. I gotta take my fucking clothes off, and then you die.
Yep.
Yeah, but even, like, if that's happening, like, you're not gonna make another 11 months.
No, usually if that's happening, you're pretty fucking screwed. You're
probably dead within 20 minutes. But, you know, a lot of times these disappearances happen near, like, boulder fields or rock formations, stuff like that. Water is a common denominator in a lot of them. And, like, there's clear, like, I think there's, like, 12 things, like, 11 things that he pinpoints as, like, to make it a missing 411, and it has to meet, like, a certain amount of those criteria.
Yeah.
And an astonishing number do. And a lot of them are unexplainable. Some of them are explainable, but a lot are not explainable.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, there's varied theories as to why or how these people go missing and what happens to them. And I guess like, we'll probably do a variety of different episodes on missing 411.
We should, yeah. But this is just one case. That's, like, a good starting point.
Yeah. The case study here is the Yuba County 5. Which, in my opinion, is a example of missing 411 involving human foul play.
Yeah.
Or just human error. Like, I don't think there's anything paranormal or supernatural to their disappearance.
No, probably not.
Or anything like that. It's probably, there doesn't seem to be any evidence that there's.
When you read about it, more videos you watch about it, it doesn't seem.
It just seems like a very human tragedy where.
Yeah.
The wrong decisions were made at the wrong times, and potentially others were involved, but these men died based on, like, humans making choices. Other missing 411 cases, completely unexplainable. It's like, there's no way a human could have done this. It's like, it's on the people don't know why what happened. A big subset of Missing 411 too is like children who are found alive.
Yeah.
And talk about how like bears took care of them, like very large bears took care of them in the woods and like,
they brought them fed home.
The berries and stuff. And brought them home. We're like, well, we don't know how a child got to where they got to, like found in like the middle of a swamp. It's like, I don't know who these bears were, but they were doing something.
There's an instance where a kid went missing and they sent Green Berets out for a search party. Which is a little odd.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard of that one numerous times.
Yeah.
That's a very popular one.
Yeah, we could talk about that one at some point too.
Yeah.
But that's also an element of this is sometimes the feds get involved and then the feds deny anything.
Getting involved.
And yeah. Being involved. And there's not a lot of record of it.
Yeah, I think I do think David Pilate's documentary Missing 411 The Hunted, the second one, I think that's very good. I haven't watched the third one. The first one's kind of bad, especially since evidence later came to light that his main story was actually like the family was involved in the disappearance, stuff like nice. That. And it seemed to be a very criminal enterprise.
Badass.
But involving like human trafficking. But the
that's another thing that maybe we could touch on eventually. There's a lot of native people going missing out in like
Wind River, the movie.
Yeah.
You ever seen that?
I have not, but
great film.
I guess Fantastic we could sit down and watch movie. Them. It'll do a little podcast.
Oh, that's a great movie. And the movie like has like facts like in it like on like displayed on black screen like this many people go missing every year and nobody.
Oh shit! Facts and movies hear me.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. But because like tribal lands are regulated by like tribal police, there's not much investigation really done. And there's not a lot of resources devoted to the people that go missing, but
they have passed a new law here. I don't, in Canada, it's a much bigger issue because the Mounties they don't necessarily always investigate when they should, which is really odd. But here they passed a new law that allows feds to get involved in some of the cases that happen on native land. So that's cool, but
you know why the Mounties don't investigate? Because they're in Canada, man. They're smoking all those jazz cigarettes.
Yeah, true.
Out in the mountains, riding their horses, smoking the jazz cigarettes, pretending that they're in Lord of the Rings or something.
For sure, that's what it is.
I think you're just stupid, but that's okay.
They think they're freaking riding with Gandalf out there.
They might be.
Or maybe they are. Yeah.
Say who knows. I've never been to Canada. I couldn't say.
No, I actually have been to Canada.
Did you see Gandalf? Place,
I don't or... know. Yeah, and I'm actually maybe I was in a casino in Niagara Falls at a Hard Rock Cafe. So you know, Gandalf might have been there. Who knows?
It could have been Gandalf. It could have been some fucking old biker dude with a really long beard. It
could have been just something on crack.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into the names of the people that went missing, and then we'll start breaking
this
down.
Let's mention the name of the case first, probably.
Oh, yeah. I don't
think we've done that. The Yuba County Find.
Well, we've mentioned it like 3 times, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, what the fuck are you smoking?
I don't remember. That was decades ago.
It was years ago.
It
was the first
thing
I said.
I don't know when we started recording, when we stopped recording, what Brad said.
Well, yeah.
Well, you ignore what I say.
Yuba County Five.
I do.
What was it, five boys? Yeah.
Yeah, five boys, and I think a very key thing to point out is they're all mentally challenged. Or, like, four of them were mentally challenged, like, intellectually.
So,
one of them was a schizophrenic.
They had, four of them had mild intellectual disabilities. And then Gary Mathias had schizophrenia, if I'm not mistaken. He was... Yeah. So you got Bill Sterling, Jack Hewitt, Ted Weir, and Jack Madruga, and then Gary Mathias.
Yep.
But I think holy shit.
It's very interesting that two of them are in the army.
Yeah.
Even though they're mentally ill or disabled, they're in the army.
Well, have you met the average infantryman?
I don't want to disparage anyone. But I have.
Especially if they
have
guns.
You got
I've had a very interesting time with one of the averages for German.
Yeah,
He pulled a gun on me.
I don't want to call them retarded, but they're definitely some kind of special.
The one that I talked to would call himself that, so.
Yeah, well, that's
And then he got drunk and pulled a gun on me, so. All in jest. All in jest. Nobody
yeah,
died.
all good
It was fine.
jokes. That's yeah.
We thought it was funny.
Ha ha, friend, click.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so five boys go missing after attending a college basketball game at California State University in Chico.
Yeah, something. I think it was Chico, and
Yeah.
they were going to get hyped up for their. They had a game with the, it was called the Gateway Initiative or something like that, and they were going to
Right.
get hyped up for their game they had the next day, which they never made it too tragically. But the Gateway Initiative was like a thing they were all a part of, which is where they all met, and they were it was like a thing for intellectually disabled people.
Yeah.
People with problems and community to like, get together and like have like a community and be like have a constructive organization to be a part of, and it
Yeah.
was very positive for all of them.
So they go.
Yeah.
They don't go the right way home. Allegedly, they go stop at a store before they ended up going to where they
They
went
they were
missing.
driving from Chico to Yuba, I believe,
Yeah.
which is like an hour drive. Yeah, and they stopped at a convenience store to get some snacks and stuff. Driving their Mercury Montego.
And then they take a wrong turn or something happens. And they end up halfway up a mountain, a snow-covered mountain in the middle of the
Yeah.
winter.
And this is basically where it all starts, is like, why did they take the wrong turn?
Right.
Was it intentional? Was it unintentional? Did they
Did
know
the
what they were
aliens take control of
doing?
the car and drive it into a ditch?
Who knows, man?
I'm not gonna deny
It
it's
was
possible.
a remote area in the Plumas National Forest. It was on a high mountain dirt road. And I guess the working theory is that they something happened. They got lost. Maybe their car broke down or allegedly, but it was still working and they left the door open.
I don't think it's a car broke down. I think the car got stuck in a snowdrift,
Yeah.
and they couldn't get they. It would appear they didn't try to get it out,
Yeah.
and which like a lot of something in puzzles a lot of people look into is like, it seems like five fit basketball players could push the Mercury out of the
Oh
snowdrift
yeah.
and start driving, but they
Especially what the
chose
guy
not
who
to.
owned the car, that was like his prized possession, right? So
Yeah, it was his, which is why there's a lot of discrepancies in how the car was found too,
yeah.
which indicates like it's which is were uncharacteristic for him if he was driving. Like I believe like the window was left down, and they said that you would never leave the window down, especially out in like a snowstorm.
Right.
And but he did, or somebody did, and also that begs the question of why is there a window down if you're on a dirt road? There's only one window. It's the driver's window.
Yeah.
The only reason you put your window down as the driver, if you just parked somewhere, is to talk to someone, really.
Right.
See if it's like snowing and freezing. So, who were they talking to?
Yeah.
Who was up there with them?
There's a couple theories because of what it was an eyewitness allegedly who was up there.
Yeah, what was his name again?
Oh no, he was the town drunk, so.
Yeah, he was the town drunk, which although I think it wasn't really reported initially, but yeah, it did happen. It did turn out, yeah, the guy was the town drunk. I don't remember what the guy's name was.
Joseph Scones?
Yeah, Joseph Shones. Yeah,
Rashones?
Joseph
Yeah.
Shones, yeah. Yeah, he also got stuck up on the mountain that night, and he's like, I believe like VW Bug.
Yeah.
But he was probably drunk
Yeah.
when he drove up there.
He said he was beginning to experience a heart attack or something like that.
Yes, he claimed to, but he also could have just been drunk and hallucinated that. But
I think he tried to. Didn't he
saw. He saw two sets of headlights in front of him, and he was stuck. And I think he saw anywhere between 5 and 12 people. Said,
yeah.
Outside of the, in the headlights, and he started yelling.
Which either bro was seeing double or, like.
Well, I thought about this immediately. I was like, he was drunk. He could have been seeing double or even triple.
Yeah.
It does happen. Sometimes you see 3 or 4 of a person, but he said that when he started yelling, trying to get their attention, the light shut off and the conversation stopped. And then he said he saw two other people later, and the same thing. When he started trying to get their attention, they turned their flashlights off and the conversation stopped. And so he just sat in his car until the morning.
Yeah. Basically, and he thought he was just shafted by some random people who wouldn't help him.
He just like walked like 8 miles down the hill to down the mountain to like the nearest lodge, and I think he started drinking immediately. I'm pretty sure he just immediately started drinking when he got to the lodge.
I'd need a drink after that.
Yeah, I think he had a few too many drinks probably.
Yeah, probably.
But so Joseph Schoen sees them up there, or sees someone up there, and that brings another element of like mystery in the case is what was that second set of headlights?
Right.
Was there a second set of headlights, or was he seeing two cars as well?
Right. And if so, who would have been up there and why? Right. And that adds the other element in that people thought it was some people from the other town.
They thought it could have been drug related.
Like some kind of
it's Northern activity. California. Northern California is weed growing country.
Yeah.
Thought maybe Gary Mathias had had problems with drugs in the past.
Yeah.
And they thought maybe he went maybe he said, "Hey boys, let's have a little fun," went to score a little pot. Got in a little argument, they got chased out of town, they got chased up this road. And ostensibly chased by a red pickup truck is the story.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense to me, right? Because if you're chased up a road like that, like why would you in a Mercury Montego turn off onto a dirt road on the highway?
You wouldn't.
You are in a sports car, essentially.
Not unless you were panicking, I guess, to be fair.
You can outrun that pickup truck.
Unless you suck at driving.
Yeah, but the car was like the guy's prized possession and his like life essentially.
I mean, doesn't matter. There's people who's obsessed about cars and shit all the time. They can't drive worth a damn.
That's true. I know some of them, but I mean, even if you can suck at driving, like you're probably not that bad that you can't outrun a pickup truck.
Right.
On a highway, but yeah, like it's there's a lot of questions. Obviously, they're mentally, intellectually disabled, so maybe their thought isn't correct. They're not in the right headspace. One of them, Gary Mathias, though, went on medication, was essentially a normal person, from what everyone said. Like when he was medicated for his schizophrenia, he was essentially just a normal functioning guy.
Yeah.
So he should at least have been smart enough to say, like, let's not turn off there, which is interesting enough. We can discuss this. It's like 4 of the 5 men are confirmed dead. Their bodies were found in the woods.
Yeah.
They hiked to a trailer where it appears 3 of them died on the way to the trailer.
Yeah.
One of them died in the trailer after 3 months in the trailer. There's not really any indications to how he survived like 3 months alone like that. And like why? So there's certain things, like certain inconsistencies in the trailer is like they could have survived like for like a year in the trailer without a problem, without any
television. There was like all kinds of stuff in the surrounding area.
Yeah, there was like a shed outside. There were 2 sheds outside, I believe. One of them filled with the rations for like a year. And then one of them had a heater, essentially. All he had to do was turn a propane valve and it would have heated the whole trailer and they would have been fine.
Yeah.
But they never turned on the heat, whatever it is.
Or the lights. for that matter.
Or the lights, no. And they did get some food, but they never turned on the heat. And the question is, look, and the lights, and the which would lend credence to some people think, oh, they were afraid they were being chased, so they never turned on the heat or the lights.
Yeah.
Because they were afraid they'd be found. And I think the guy who survived, it was Ted, right?
It was
Ted Wheeler. I believe it was Ted Wheeler. Or Wheeler, Ted however Weir? You say his name. Ted Weir, Yeah, I believe it was Ted Weir. Yeah, Ted Weir, I believe, is the one who was survived with Gary Mathias up in that trailer.
Let me...
Or ostensibly Gary Mathias.
Foreman.
He was allegedly up in the trailer. Weir
apparently lived for as long as 3 months after the men were last seen.
Lived for 3 months up in that trailer, and somebody wrapped his body up, and...
he starved to death, allegedly.
He starved. Somebody wrapped his body up and kept him, tried to care for him while he was in the trailer. Probably Gary Mathias.
He's also missing the one his body shoes.
It's common.
Yeah, which is an odd detail.
Yeah,
the first thing the gnomes take from you is your shoes.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Based in Gnomeville, but...
It doesn't surprise me that much, because you had a bunch of mentally slow people that are in this group that if they didn't die from the cold or exposure, they were probably not in the right state of mind to do anything useful when they got the food and heat. So they probably just thought, oh, we're just going to exist here and magically shit will be fine.
Well, that's the thing is, that, Gary Mathias was not handicapped in any way. He was schizophrenic, but he was on medication.
He was
on his meds,
he was fine.
Was it confirmed he was actually on the meds? Did they do an autopsy and find traces
of the
medicine?
He's the one whose body they never found.
Oh, I was going to say.
No, okay. It was confirmed that as of the day that he left, he was on his medication.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, he was probably the only sane one there.
He's the problem, though, is that the longer they go outside of civilization in the woods, the more his meds are wearing off and the more schizophrenic he's going to become.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's the thing, too, is they don't understand, like, all this food. Gary's a military guy. He knows how to use, like, a military can opener. He knows how to use, like, all the stuff that's around.
In West Germany, I think.
Yeah, he's very much capable of doing a lot of the legwork necessary to keep them alive. Now, as he goes schizophrenic, obviously, it's going to, you know, probably fall apart a little bit. But many people believe that after Ted died... you know, and Gary's obviously dead. Like, most people think Gary's dead. And it's, I think he was dead pretty quickly, like, during the search. But most people just assume, like, oh, yeah, Gary and his schizophrenic ramblings probably just ran off into the woods, thinking, like, you know, demons were chasing him or something.
Really? There's a, I don't know if it's true, but there's a folk tale that he started, writing shit in the books in the cabin that they were in, or the little, like, trailer that they were in.
I believe that's confirmed. And I think what he was writing was part of his therapy in the Gateway program was he was supposed to write like these like affirmations for himself,
right?
Every day, you know, like you are worth it, or like you are, like you can do it, and stuff like that. And he was writing them in the books as he was there, trying to continue his like affirmations, you know, trying to hang on to sanity.
Yeah, he was also trying to take care of Weir.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, the way that Weir was wrapped up, it's very clear that like whoever did it is someone who cared for him. And
yeah,
Gary was kind of considered the ringleader of the five.
Yeah,
and it's generally like the other four, their families didn't really like Gary, but most people are like, oh yeah, Gary really cared for his friends and really like loved his friends and stuff like that.
General consensus that he wouldn't lead them out there and just like kill them all.
Kill them. Nobody thought he was just gonna kill them all. Some people have suggested that, but there's not really a ton of credence to that idea.
There's not a lot of evidence that like it's weird how the other people died on the like on the way up to the trailer.
Well, they may have just I saw a video that pointed out that there's two trails to the trailer.
Right.
One is 11 miles, one is 19 miles.
Maybe
everyone was found on the 19-mile trail, essentially. One was found close to the fork, but It's also pointed out that a snowcat may have gone up and cleared the trail, but they may have cleared, they probably cleared the 19-mile trail and not the 11-mile trail. And rather than just running off into the woods, they followed the cleared trail.
And for those of you who don't know what a snowcat is, it's that giant tracked vehicle with a giant fucking snowplow in the front that the they used to clear. Yeah, they used to clear shit.
It's just a bobcat with a snowplow on it. But it's, yeah, but like, and they probably, rather than running in the woods, followed the snowcat trail and succumbed to the elements during the snowstorm. You know, just slowly, one by one, died. And
it's like one of my worst fears is dying alone in the woods. Like, that terrifies me.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. You live near Cleveland.
Yeah.
There are no woods. Well, there's woods in southern.
There's woods. Cleveland. Yeah. Yeah, but you don't necessarily have to go into them and die in them. you know.
Thing is a choice.
Yeah, a lot of this could have been avoided if they didn't do what they did. So it begs the question why they did what they did.
If they had an iPhone.
Stayed by the car, they probably would have been fine. Even if they had stayed by the vehicle, they probably would have been fine.
Probably.
They could have kept the vehicle on to have had some heat going in through it. And with five of them, they probably would have been fine. They also could have just done what Joseph Schoen did and, you know, walked down the 8 miles.
Yeah.
To the lump.
Yeah, that's kind of whack how they didn't do that. Like, I know some of them were mentally slow, but, like, even at that point, I'd be like, why don't we just walk home?
Yeah, or they could have, five strong men could have pushed the car out of the snowdrift.
Mm-hmm.
Easily. But they didn't.
It begs the question if they, like, because they kept, like, harping on the whole thing of them being, like, mentally slow, but, most of them were functioning. There was only one that was, fairly lower, like, functioning.
Yeah, most of them were, like, mildly slow.
Yeah.
Not
heavy. Like learning disabilities, like, you know, like dyslexia probably or stuff like that, you know?
Only one of them really struggled and like couldn't really operate phones and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like couldn't do numbers and things. But the other like guys, like they, you know, they're just a little bit slow. They were like a little disabled.
They were smart enough to enlist in the military, I think.
Well, two of them were. One of them was schizophrenic.
Which
both of them, I think, got out pretty quick. One of them was discharged. I think they were both discharged.
Yeah, well, they might have been. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, Gary Mathias was for violence.
Well, yeah, he was. He had violent, psychotic violent. Breaks when he
was,
wasn't on his medication.
Yeah. When he was unmedicated, he was known to be prone to anger and violence. But But, you know, that's part of the reason, like, with all these inconsistencies, like, why didn't they do this? Why didn't they do that? It's possible they just didn't do it. They panicked, didn't think. But that's a lot of the reason people think there was foul play, including Gary, including Joseph Schoen's testimony of two headlights. But, you know, I mean, a lot of people actually think Joseph Schoen was involved.
Yeah.
And may not have been an innocent bystander. I think he said when he got down to the lodge, he had a drink and just said randomly to the void, essentially just said, I should have done this 2 years ago. Nobody knows what that meant.
Yeah.
It's also known Joseph Schoen, he knew a lot of the people in like the drug town, like nearby.
Yeah.
He had run-ins with them, knew them. Maybe knew them enough to, if something did happen, keep his mouth shut. Probably knew, probably knew more of what happened than he let on. He was being questioned by the police about it at one point, just like literally just taking testimony, and they asked him a question. He's like, you think I know more than I'm letting on, don't you?
Yeah. Didn't he start profusely crying at some point when he was in the hospital as well?
Yeah, he cried for like a week.
Yeah.
And apparently he stopped crying when the cops came around. Once the cops came knocking, he stopped crying. He got his act together. But yeah, a lot of people think he's potentially involved. He's kind of a dirtbag.
Yeah.
Definitely potentially involved in whatever was going on. But I mean, this is definitely a very cut, dry, missing 411 case. These five guys go up in the woods, disappear. They're not found for months. Inclement weather stops the search. There's it's unexplained how like they got to where they are. One of them never found. Probably his bones are probably out there somewhere, scattered by animals. But you know, there's a lot of, you know, there's still a lot of mysteries. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's likely we'll never know what happened.
Probably not. No. Is it,
I think
things
I think
like this kind of get lost in the woods.
I do think local folklore kind of says there's people that know what happened, but they can't talk about it
until certain parties
involved.
Yeah.
Can't or won't, or I think can't until certain parties involved are dead.
Yeah.
Joseph Schoen is dead, I believe. I believe he died in the early 2000s.
Yeah. So we'll see. It might come out at some point.
Might come out in the next decade, but I think likely not. I mean,
yeah, you never know.
But it's definitely captivating.
He's been missing for 45 years, 8 months, and 6 days.
As of the time of the article we were reading. I don't know if that's updated day to day.
That's on Wikipedia, but,
yeah,
you know, give or take. That's
a lot. Wait, no, that's... Actually, I think that's true. Didn't they go missing February 24th?
I think so.
And today is October 30th, which would be 8 months and 6 days.
February 24th.
And yeah, that would be 45 years, 8 months, and 6 days. I guess it is updated.
Yeah.
It's kind of wild, actually. It's updated day to day, I guess. I wonder if I check back tomorrow, it'll be updated to end of week.
Who knows? Regardless, 45 years is a long time to be missing. Early. Usually they give up in the first, 48 hours?
Well, they don't give up, but I think it's...
it's very highly unlikely that you're going to find someone in the night after 48 hours.
You're not going to find them alive. If you don't find someone in the 48 hours, you're likely not going to find them alive. But...
The elements are fucking rough in the woods, so when you go missing in the woods like that, you're missing for that long. There's a good chance that you're not going to turn up.
Yeah.
Unless you went full wild man and he's just out there somewhere.
It's possible. Now, speaking of a full wild man, I don't know that this really plays into this case specifically at all.
No, probably not. But
the wild man idea of, associated with Missing 411, which is how I actually got interested introduced to Missing 411 a few years ago, was the idea of feral humans.
I have watched a couple videos on this. There's actually alleged audio of them. Have you heard that?
Which audio is that? It's not the Sierra Sounds, is it?
I don't know.
Because the Sierra Sounds are not feral humans. But...
Okay.
But I don't know about the audio of the feral humans. I know about the Sierra Sounds. You should find them and send it to me. I'd be curious. I'm just putting this chat, I guess. The idea of feral humans is common in Missing 411. It's that basically, I think it's basically like settlers in the 1800s and stuff like that in the 1900s who kind of like went off the grid.
Yeah.
In their back in the day and continued inbreeding essentially in the woods.
Well, there's a whole thing where there's a bunch of inbreeding, the whole family, right?
Well, that's just Alabama.
Yeah, but it was out in the middle of nowhere, and it was a lot of inbreeding, the largest inbred family out there.
I think there's a documentary on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is interesting.
Yeah, some of them. I remember hearing a bit about the documentary. Some of them speak like dogs. Like they learn to speak from dogs and bark. Yeah, but a lot of feral humans just went crazy and just kill people in the woods.
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't think that really has anything to do with the Yuba County Five.
No, I don't think so. It's highly unlikely. I mean, even in most missing 411 cases, a lot of people let's just, like, rationalize it as like a bobcat or like a panther or something, like dragging the kid away to their fucking den,
Yeah.
like a mountain lion.
Yeah, a lot of people think mountain lion. Bobcat kind of seems a little far-fetched, but
If it's a kid, it's probably more
yeah, a
possible.
little kid. Yeah, if it's possible, I guess a little kid, but
See, this is one of those ones where I can't even sit here and bullshit like aliens because we have no idea what the fuck happened.
I mean,
And this
people
was
just
so
go
far back.
missing, yeah. Like,
I mean, it probably
people
could be aliens.
forget how large this country is and how much of it is still like bumfuck nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of wilderness. Even on the East Coast, like, there's a lot of
Oh,
wilderness.
yeah.
And there's people like kind of want to go out there in the woods and be like, hey, let's go out there to the fucking Indian burial ground and camp out there, goddammit. Maybe we'll see the spirit lights.
Yeah,
Sounds
let's
like
go,
him.
let's go do it.
Yeah, I mean,
Let
this
me
was
get, let's go
back in
do it.
1978, so it's even less so, like, developed back
No
then.
cell phone, no GPS,
Yeah.
nothing you need to get out there.
So. And I
But
mean, like, it's just creepy to think about. He's just, like, out in the middle of the fucking woods at night, in the cold, like, on a cold ass mountain. You gotta break
yeah, kind of
into it.
dying.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if it was me, though, I think that trailer, I kind of would have said.
I mean, yeah, you
You'd
might have
probably
had
go
enough.
nuts, but
Yeah, there might be
you would have
like
had
the
enough
cabin
food, but
fever involved, but
you'd
at a
want plenty.
certain point, you just get, you get a, you find a weapon of some kind. You turn the lights on, you turn the heat on, and you just fucking, you wait by the door, and you have that shit barricaded. You wait for them to come
Yes,
and
sir.
break in, try and kill you if they,
And
something
then you
was
eat them.
chasing you.
And then you eat them.
Yeah.
And then
Get
you eat them.
calories, Nick.
Or you just eat
Gotta
the
get those
rations
calories
that are
back.
in the other, you know.
No. You have to eat them. They come to kill you and you're in the woods, you're stranded.
Well,
There could
thank
be
you.
a grocery store like 5 feet away, but you have
You're
to eat them.
fixating
You're in the
on the
woods.
you're fixing on the cannibalistic part on this.
It's like the Oregon Trail.
I mean, what would you rather have me fixate on here, Brad? The
No.
non-cannibalistic part of like just killing someone?
Yeah.
Well, that's no fun.
Mop, chop, mop, put him in a stew.
Anything
Yeah, I mean,
else? I think
I don't
we've
know if there's anything else like specifically like, with the Yuba County Fire
No,
we
but
want to talk about. Like,
we could chat about some other stuff related.
we dusted over like the big stuff for the Yuba County Five. I mean, part of the reason it seems so disjointed is because we planned on recording this a week ago, and then we're unable to. So it's been a while since we did the research.
Yeah.
And there's not a
But
lot of like mystic shit with it because it's just like a lost person's case.
yeah.
Yeah, it's not super mist. There's no like mystery lights in the sky. There's no UFOs. There's
No.
no demons in the woods. I mean, there are demons in the woods, but not in this case. But
Oh yeah, not this specific case because we couldn't find any evidence for any. No, there just are.
No, they're out there, but I can't
you
find
can
any evidence that demons in the woods took these people.
I don't know, I mean, like, a lot of people always say, like, it's always possible that it could have been, you know, this, that, or the other thing, like, you know, bar all the normal explanations for it. Of course, there's people who are gonna go off the deep end with cases like this. But that
Oh, yeah, of course.
applies more to like some other missing 401 cases. There was one where like, this kid went missing. He was holding a fucking fishing pole and all like he had all of his stuff. He walked back to the tent or something, and then got scooped up by something or like disappeared and like ran off into the
Yep.
woods. And it was like not even that far away from his father, who was sitting like by the lake waiting for him to get back, like in earshot probably.
Never saw him again, I don't believe, right?
No, I don't think so.
No.
But
I think an interesting thing we should talk about the missing 401 too is the fact that there are hot spots.
there are, yeah.
There's actually a map. Correlates pretty well with major cave systems in the US, which is interesting. I haven't really thought about like the mole people and stuff, but you know,
Interdimensional portals.
yeah, there's they're They're falling into stargates, you know?
Well, that's why a lot of people think like more like animal oriented when it comes to stuff like this, or they think wild men because they think wild men are living in the caves.
I have a radical thesis.
Is
I
it
have a
the
radical thesis.
government?
It
So I've heard
ties
that one
back to our
too.
first episode.
Okay.
They're being taken as new recruits to Hyperborea. These caves all lead to under the Antarctica, deep down to the inner Earth.
Interesting.
They're being taken to Hyperborea and trained as Hyperborean soldiers for when the end times come. And not really the end times, but
I don't
when the
think
end times
this is the only person. That dude with that schizophrenic dude is the only person in here that's missing his meds, or was missing his meds.
Yeah, true.
No.
Kind of just like, no, I have my meds. They're right in front of me. I just don't take them. I
Yeah, they're
My
right
cat just ate him.
here. Yeah, my cat, my meds. My cat can get those schizophrenic rambles. I don't have to.
You know, Connor,
So,
cats aren't supposed
yeah.
to talk.
Yeah,
I mean,
Talking.
I guess to the Japanese, they do. It's just like cat girls and shit.
Oh God, let's not get into
Let's not
cat
go
girls
there.
randomly. Like, why would
Let's
we
not go
ever?
there. Yeah.
Let's back out of this one.
Holy shit.
That's copyrighted, Brad.
Oh, is it?
You know, I guarantee you, yeah. It wasn't that in freaking gym class.
Oh well.
If that might be such terrible quality, it doesn't matter.
It's a recording of a recording of a recording out of somebody's Nokia phone from
Yeah.
like 2004.
Nick, are you drinking whiskey out of a bottle?
After that one, kind of needed
That, yeah. Fair enough. Pass it through the screen, brother.
it.
Breaks computer monitor. Oh, you dumb fuck.
I'll take a few good drafts off of that.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
Okay.
but yeah, I mean that's a very crazy one right there. The missing 401, and we'll get into some more case. I want to talk about the missing in the crazies,
Yeah.
in the crazy mountains one. I want to talk about that one. That one fascinates me endlessly.
In the
The guy
crazy
Yeah.
mountains.
There's some
And the guy was
Smoky
missing in the
Mountain
crazy mountains.
missing cases. A lot of them happen in mountain ranges. In like national
Almost,
parks.
it's almost like we're not supposed to go in the fucking mountains or something.
Mountains are dangerous. Like
Yeah.
bar any supernatural stuff, like they're dangerous. You definitely don't
Oh,
want to
I
just
know.
go walking around like by yourself out in the middle of nowhere.
I one time tried to climb a mountain in Alaska, which was just looked really easy to climb, and it was not that big, and it was right behind a hotel. I got like halfway up, and I was like, I need to go down because I'm gonna fall
Be
my mouth.
like, Vsauce here. Today we're gonna go in Appalachian Mountains, and it's October in the middle of the dark.
Bro.
You're gonna find the shadow people.
We should do other videos like that where we go on set, but I'm too much of a pansy to do
Let's go on site and let's go look for the Jersey Devil.
We could, yeah. My
I'm
mom
down. I've heard
recommended
weird.
that we do that.
Really weird screams in the Pine Barrens at night when I was camping before. It was very
I've
disconcerting.
heard foxes.
And you know what you do when
Oh
you
yeah,
hear those
foxes.
crazy screams? You answer them with rifle fire.
That's illegal in New Jersey, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know, because you
No
live in a
prison.
shit fucking state.
Yeah, there's no
Not good
tags to hunt
prison.
the Jersey Devil, unfortunately.
Yeah, that was a that
Well, hold on
was
a second. Hold on. Yeah, maybe an AR-15 because that's a weapon of war is illegal in your fucking state.
There
But
are
you're telling
hunting
me I,
grounds.
yeah, are you telling me I
Yeah.
can't get like a Remington or like a fucking like lever action like 308 and just start
Can't.
firing in the woods?
No, you absolutely cannot do that. You can't take it out. Actually, it's also illegal to hunt with rifles in New Jersey.
God, what a
The
fucking
hell do you
pussy
hunt
ass
with?
state.
You tell them shotguns. There's actually a reason it's illegal, and it actually makes a lot of sense because we're so densely
Yeah, I
populated
was
that
gonna
the
say,
rifles
because
fire
you
so
get.
far. There's nowhere you're really gonna. There's not many places you're really gonna be hunting that if you're firing with a rifle with no backstop, you're not at risk of hitting someone's house.
That's fair.
That's okay.
Didn't think about
They're
that.
collateral
Yeah.
damage. They're collateral damage
To your rampage. Yeah. The woods. You're just killing deer, just leaving them on the ground.
Look, if I'm going after the fucking interdimensional squirrel devil, I'm gonna go in there with as much artillery as I fucking can. So
right? I interdimensional squirrel
devil. In theory, hunt with dragon's breath.
As long as it's not illegal, which probably
I think dragon's breath is like illegal in every state except Texas and like everywhere that's not Texas.
It would be.
That's an incendiary. It's incendiary. Makes a lot of sense.
The sale of dragon breath round is illegal in several states: Alaska, Canada, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, Iowa, Massachusetts, and New York. Not New Jersey.
Oh, hell yeah. Not in New Jersey.
You shoot Bambi with the fucking dragon's breath spaz 12.
Well, I guess that makes sense because if you
I want my meat shotgun, pre-cooked.
If you can hunt with a shotgun in Jersey, I guess you can use whatever ammo you want.
You should be able to. I mean, I don't know why you would want to use.
Because when you go out there and you're fighting the interdimensional squirrel devil, you gotta fucking bring what you need, all That's right? True, and if that means fucking, if that means like the box fed shotgun with 40 rounds in it of full on dragon's breath, I'm fucking starting another wildfire because I'm that motherfucker.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe that's how some of the wildfires started.
To you, but the 40 round box fed shotgun is illegal in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's not allowed.
Nah.
Yeah, only thing I think so you can have a maximum tube of 5 rounds.
I'm not even sure you're allowed a magazine fed.
I don't believe you are.
So,
I believe you have to have a semi-automatic tube. Well, tube fed.
I was gonna say because technically a tube fed is magazine because a magazine is just like what but a is
detachable
holding
magazine.
Yeah, I know because everybody thinks a fucking detachable magazine is gonna stop school shooting. Jesus Christ.
Regarding the school shootings now, Brad.
Let's not get into that.
Yeah.
We're talking about hunting.
So am I. I'm talking about hunting fucking losers.
All right, I need to cut that out.
All right, yeah, we might need to cut that one. But leaving the part where we're talking about cutting it, so people are wondering, like, what did they cut? No, but am I missing something?
I said I'm fucking doing this. I'm not going to make you do it twice. That is funny, though.
But we could definitely go on site with the Jersey Devil.
You know what?
That
dude,
pregame interview. See how he's feeling before he hits the
pre-game
field.
Pregame lobby. You know what we should do, though? We should get I want to get my drone license. And what we could do, I'll buy one of those drones with a thermal camera on it. We can fly it over the woods and see if we see anything in the bush.
Yeah, you have to have a drone license in New Jersey, like specifically.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know a good field we can sit in with a drone.
Think it depends on the size.
It depends on the size. Depends on how high you actually take it, I think.
Because that's one of DJI's like things is, we make a drone that is exactly 1 gram lighter than it needs to be, so you don't have to register with the FAA.
Yeah.
Kind of shit.
We should, I know a couple fields we can go to. I think it's. I actually want to do an investigation of a specific spot in New Jersey. It's very interesting. It's I've been investigating lately a little bit the connection between my two passions, the paranormal and rural iron furnaces, which are very two odd passions. Hmm. I didn't know there was any connection, but apparently rural iron furnaces and their ruins are actually kind of a paranormal hotspot. So I actually know the ruins of one way out in the sticks in the Pine Barrens. Hampton Furnace, I believe it's called, and we could go out there and do an investigation. There's a bunch of weird concrete pipes lying around nearby too that we could sleep in.
Only if I take my gun with me.
Okay, well, I'm not going to sleep out in the middle of the woods.
That's bullshit. We're stopping at Cabela's and we're buying the nicest fucking tent we can buy, and we're going to fucking huddle in that tent. So
I'm not adverse to camping. No. I'm just adverse to camping where we're probably not allowed to camp. Has nothing to do with getting killed.
It's Wharton State Forest. You're allowed to camp in it.
Okay.
Connor's like, we're going to sleep on top of the haunted anvil.
You know, this is how people go missing, by the way. This is how I'm missing
for right near. It's like right near Atco. It's fine.
Okay.
That's fine, dude. I just bought an Tabernacle. I just bought an iPhone. I have access to satellite fucking calls.
Good, good, good. No, we, Nick, Think of it like this: we'll dress up in camo or we'll gas mask. Just pretend it's Stalker. We're in the zone. It's fine. You'll be fine. You can't bring an SKS, but you know
I wish.
it'll be fine.
I'd feel a lot safer if I could.
Yeah, no, SKS is like $900 now though.
Yeah. Well,
But,
yeah, we did that.
for you non-American folk, we're talking about guns.
yeah, but
wonder if
we're
we're
talking about
censored in
a
the
Russian
CCP.
gun.
Hey, by the way, the SKS as of October 31st of this year is legal as long as you don't have a magazine.
Neat.
I think they're legal in most states with a magazine.
No, yeah, as of the
Are
31st
they
of October
grandfathered in, though?
2023,
Like the whole
any
thing?
configuration of the SKS is legal in New Jersey as long as it doesn't have a detachable magazine.
Which many of them don't, so that's fine. We should do that. Let's get SKSs. I mean, we still can't take them into the woods, but
No. We
unless we
take
get hunting
them.
licenses and
We
we go
go
during deer season and
fucking
we get
target
shot,
shooting.
but yeah, we could. You know, let's get hunting licenses, go target shooting.
The only targets I like are alive.
You're talking about deer, right?
You're talking about
Yeah.
animals, yeah, deer and
The ones that
squirrels
are
and
on
stuff.
two legs.
Yeah,
Yeah, the not
we
deer.
talked about yeah the not deer. We talked about this in another episode. I mean, that's fine. Hunting crypt. I don't think there's any hunting laws related to cryptids, are
No, you
there?
don't even need tags for that.
Yeah, I can't wait to be brought in front of the judge and be like, "Yeah, sir, I was out there hunting Bigfoot and Mothman, and my
No.
308 just decided to careen through the woods and strike the side of a school bus. I'm sorry."
I saw a school bus crash a couple of days ago.
Really?
Yeah, it did. It was
Badass.
wild. Yeah. No, it was a.
In the hillbilly
You don't
side of the
understand. You don't
country.
understand, Judge. He's a skinwalker. It's fine.
You don't
He's a
understand, sir.
skinwalker.
He's not real. That man is not real.
What do you mean? I when the school bus stops and that stop sign comes out on the side and it's all lit up, you're telling me I can't shoot that? What the fuck? Why is it why are there lights on it then? It's like a fucking carnival shot.
It's like one of those carnival games. It's a target.
Looked like a UFO, sir, I swear.
I was shooting the UFO blast.
Remember that spirit ball shit we were talking about on the last podcast? We should go shoot it and see what happens.
Oh, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Why?
You
I'm
guys
not shooting it at
just
all.
shoot it and a fucking alarm starts going off.
The sky turns red.
You
The
shoot
sky
it and
turns red, and the fucking elves from World of Warcraft just start showing up in druid form.
bro.
No, you shoot it and you feel an impact in your back because it's a portal.
Oh my God.
So, for those of us that are not, for those of you who are not American, the solution to everything is just shooting it, all right?
Generally.
I'd shoot a cryptid if I saw a
Hey,
cryptid
yeah,
that
so
was
would I.
threatening. Yeah, I don't care about that whole like, oh, they're endangered potentially. No, I'm shooting the cryptid if I
They're
feel threatened.
endangered. I'm
Yeah,
endangered.
the Mothman's gonna get 20 rounds of 308
Yeah.
straight to the chest.
Drones are blackout taste funny, man.
The Mothman's gonna dab on that fucking bridge, and I'm gonna fucking dome him from the backseat of my car.
Yeah. I see those big red eyes, it's over.
Bro.
John Moses Browning made all men equal, but cryptids are still second-class citizens.
That's not even the right quote. It's Colt that made all men
Yeah,
equal.
Samuel
Or
Colt
Colt,
made him.
whatever. One of them fucking
Retard.
dead guys.
God
Shit,
made
one of the
man,
dead guys.
Samuel Colt made him equal.
Yes, sir, brother.
I
Yes, sir, brother.
just thought of something that I can't say.
You can tell us
Hold on to it.
afterwards.
We're almost to an hour. We're at 58 minutes.
Oh, fuck me. I can't hold it no more. No,
we could go out into the woods. Brad, you could come down to New Jersey and leave the exclusion zone for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the longer I'm here, the stronger I get.
When's the last time you left your home exclusion zone?
I went to Florida a couple of years ago, and that was probably the last time.
Did you have to fight controllers on the way to the airport?
No, because I carry a bag of bolts with me, and I can use the bag of bolts to find where all the anomalies are. And right outside of Cleveland Hopkins, there's this big like black hole thing. It sucks up all the
Okay.
homeless and spits them out in the shirt. It spits them out. So I just went past that.
Oh, hey, that's, I mean, you're not homeless, so I guess you're fine.
The southern part of Ohio has all the controllers. Up here in the north, you have like all the remnants of the Russian military and like all the stalkers and shit fighting over the fresh water supply.
Yeah, we actually live closer to a in an actual exclusion zone than you. We live near we live not near, but like
Oh,
yeah, you
an
guys have
hour and a
Three
half.
Mile Island.
Yeah, 3 Mile Island's like 2 hours, but I actually passed by 3 Mile Island relatively frequently. It's a pretty interesting
Yeah, you
place.
guys have fucking 3 Mile Island where they had that nuclear fucking reactor burned down and then all that other shit.
We're gonna do a
I am not
podcast about
sneaking
3 Mile
onto a
Island.
fucking.
We should, yeah.
No, we're gonna do a podcast about it because that area is actually a paranormal hotspot. The
Well,
Peach
yeah,
Bog
I know
area
it
has
is.
been a par no, but that's been a paranormal hotspot since the 1800s, which is a funny thing.
So are you gonna make the claim that they built a nuclear reactor on that in that area so
Nuclear.
that they can hide?
My claim
You
is
never
nuclear
know.
reactors aren't real in the way that we think they are, and that they're actually they're
They're
tapping into like
siphoning
they're.
energy from the third dimension.
Yes, they're actually siphoning energy from the third dimension.
Well, we live in a third dimension, so it'd have to be the fourth dimension.
We live in a society. All right, we're at an
No, no, no.
hour, so
No, no,
we're.
no. They're siphoning energy from our dimension. Thank you for listening to the Auditory Hallucinations podcast and our discussion about the Yuba County Five and then our schizophrenic ramblings
Yeah,
afterwards.
those were
So
fun.
yeah, join us next week for a topic that has yet to be determined.